Welcome to Hard Court Honeys, where we take our full court NBA hottest takes, and we got featuring Jade and Penny with your moderator TJ, who will just try to keep control with these two while we go with our takes.
Okay, hey guys, so looks like we had a wonderful packed weekend for the All-Star weekend. Were you guys stoked for it as much as I was?
Some of it.
Penny, what about you? What were you thinking with it? Were you excited for it, or were you like Jade, where some of it you were, but some of it you were kind of meh?
I was kind of meh. I usually don't watch it because it's become very boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I never look forward to it, but I was completely wrong for the All-Star game. It was very exciting, just like the 90s and 2000s NBA era. It felt like that. So I think it proved everybody wrong.
Well, I'm sure you also enjoyed the weekend, Penny, though, from who won contests. So
yes.
We'll get to that in a minute.
I thought there was was there always that much pregame stuff on All-Star Weekend? I feel like the pregame stuff went on forever. And, there was some cool stuff in there, but you had to watch 2 hours worth of nothing to get a 15-minute spot that was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was lots of... Penny, was there anything that you, when it came to pregame stuff, that you liked? Or was that just another thing that was background noise for you?
Yeah, that was just background noise. We need to get to the main event.
Jay, did you have any gimmick thing that you were appreciative of?
I mean, the Kobe tributes were all really nice and to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like some of the pieces. Like, Chicago did it upright as far as the extra entertainment and stuff. But, 2 hours of pregame before the All-Star game felt like a lot. And I feel like they didn't do that much in previous years, or I'm just forgetting.
I don't think they've done it as much. When I watched the TNT crew, when they started just pulling people from the crowd because they looked similar to celebrities, I was like, oh, you guys are just trying to fill up time.
Yeah. So,
well, let's just then just dive in with this. So we're going to start with the Friday stuff. So we had rookie sophomore game, World versus US.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, did you check this out?
Yep, I watched everything this weekend.
You made sure you got everything in there. What were your some takes from it, from the game? Because the U.S. was down for a while against the world, and then Team USA came back from nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was going to do some gloating at halftime, and I'm glad I didn't end up doing that. Because they were up 10 at halftime. I was like, okay. And then everything fell apart in the second half. Luka's half court three at halftime was pretty fun.
You thought that might have been the dagger?
No. It was fun to see it go in, and I thought it was fun to see him and Trey kind of laugh over it, even though they were on opposite teams.
That's one thing I do like about this weekend is the camaraderie that comes with it.
Yeah.
I like seeing them have some fun with it. Penny, were there any standout moments for you checking out this game? Any standout moments for you when you watched it? Anyone that really caught your eye that you were kind of unknowing about, the player was unknown to you about?
Yep. I was surprised they were mainly layups and dunks. Yeah, there were threes, of course, but there was more dunks and layups. I was surprised, and it was refreshing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you see in the NBA today is threes. And that was fun to watch them dunk over and over and over again. So that was surprising to me. That was a shocker.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Three-pointers, they happen all the time in the season. In a game, you maybe see one real dunk. This is a game where you can see it all.
It felt like a dunk contest all over again.
I was just, I don't know if you guys saw, my favorite highlight of the weekend was, MVP was Miles Bridges. He ended up with 20 points and 5 rebounds and 5 assists, but he had an off the backboard dunk and then used his offhand with it.
That was sick.
That was, I thought that even would have been fine for a dunk contest one.
And then they were trying to get Zion to dunk and he missed so many times.
Oh, yeah.
At the end.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun to watch.
And I'm going to bring it back to the Trey and Luka thing. And you brought it up here last week for us, Jade, last episode. Since Trey Young and Luka Doncic were both in the starters in the All-Star game, should they have been in the rookie-sophomore game?
No, I don't think they should. It's called a Rising Stars game. Mm-hmm. Luka and Trey are already stars. They have risen. They're not, I mean, yeah, they're going to get better still, but they are bona fide stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's better for the league, it's better for the younger players to get as many of them involved as they can. So since Luka and Trey are already involved in the weekend as starters in the big game on Sunday, mm-hmm. let some of the other first and second year players have those spots in the Rising Stars game.
Yes. I didn't see Tyler Herro. I thought I was gonna see him. He's one of the rookies that's gonna rise.
I think he was hurt.
Was he hurt?
I think so. Don't necessarily quote me on that one, but I think he was hurt for this weekend because he totally should have been on that.
Yeah, he should have been there. Yeah.
But yeah, so US though wins 151-131, ran with it at the end.
As Penny predicted, Team USA.
Team USA. There's a lot of predictions as we go through this episode that, Penny, I think you might be able to gloat in our face a little bit.
Yes, big time.
Well, so then we hit up Saturday night where we have all the specific skills challenge. And so you have the Taco Bell one, skills challenge, where it has the big guys and the little guys going at it on doing passing, dribbling drills, shooting, and everything like that. Penny, your Miami Heat Bam, he mm-hmm. won it.
Yes.
Another year where the big man has won it instead of the guard. Penny, since it was your guy that won it, were you actually expecting him to win, or were you just saying that because he was in there and you wanted him to win since he was a Heat player?
Well, I said on the last show, I said Jason was going to win it or Bam. I wanted to see Jason to go back to back, but I was surprised. I was surprised to see Bam win it all. I wasn't expecting that, but I was extremely happy that he won.
I'm sure you were. Jade, who'd you have?
Who did I have? I even remember now.
I remember I had Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he was
did.
Out right away to Bam. So my choice was out right away.
I can't even remember who I picked.
Yeah, it was. That's the one kind of challenge that I am a little bit indifferent to. It's, you dribbled the ball, you passed it. For me, do you guys, I'll start just with Jade. Do you like this challenge in particular, this event?
I do like it. As somebody that played basketball for a lot of years, I think I found it interesting. And the thing that I find probably the most interesting about it right now is the fact that 3 out of the last 5 years now, it's been a big that's won that.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of just the competition itself, that's a bit of a commentary on the way that the big man game in the NBA has changed.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't necessarily, like, you get a very clear-cut feel for that from the skills competition that you might not get just from watching the game during the season.
True. You might not see that big guy take the ball up the court every other play, so.
Right.
Because I didn't know Bam was like that. So, Penny, you mm-hmm. got yourself someone special that I did not
yes.
know. He flies under the radar so much for me.
He shouldn't. He's
it's
really
not,
good.
It's not going to stay that way for very long with him, I don't think.
No. After watching him in the game and stuff for the All-Star game, I was like, okay, this is a... Miami's got another player. Pat Riley did it again.
Yep.
Okay, so skills challenge there, and then move over to the three-point challenge, which I was really happy with this year. Granted, the person I wanted, Joe Harris, he lost, but my second person, Buddy Hield, he beat out Devin Booker 27-26, last shot that went through.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was just...
I would not have been able to call that.
Did you like all the different different points for different scoring system this year for it, though, with all the full rack of the money balls and then that extra Mountain Dew thing? Like,
no, I think it was a little bit much personally. Like, I could do without the money. I could do without the Mountain Dew balls. I mean, the money rack obviously has to stay, and I like that it was longer. I know that it was only longer because they added those two Mountain Dew balls, but I would like to see it with the new timing and lose those two extra shots.
That would, yeah, because I felt like even towards the end, like some of the players, they didn't even finish everything.
No, they couldn't. Well, I mean, I guess they could have. You know, the guys on the broadcast were saying they felt like some of them were a little bit casual, but I don't know. I don't think the Mountain Dew balls added anything to it personally.
Penny, did you, I guess same question. Did you like that this new formatting since the league's been changing everything so much this year? Did you like it with all those extra gimmicks with it?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it, so I don't know. Okay. I don't know what happened. It sounds like the new format is not working or many fans are not liking it.
It was because, so I'll just kind of do a quick breakdown then for you, Penny. So they added two Mountain Dew shots at the wings that were 6 feet back.
Okay.
And then the entire money ball rack was at a spot of the player's choosing.
Uh-huh. Which, that's the same as last year.
That was the same? Okay.
Yeah. The only thing different was the Mountain Dew balls and the length of time they had to shoot.
Length of time. Okay. So those are the two big things with it. So, I mean, it wasn't anything drastic, but then again, it was for me at least, was it something that needed to be fixed?
Right.
And so, Penny, do you think that the changes then were necessary for it? Like, we know my take with it, but... Do you think that they needed to be adding all this stuff?
No, you don't need to add extra stuff like that. Just keep it the same way it's been going on for years, for decades.
Yep.
Yeah. The three-point competition, I think, was very much it wasn't broke, so why are we fixing it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, now that we'll swing it over to, I think, the topic we've all were... You two, at least, were waiting for the dunk contest. We all know it ended with Derrick Jones Jr. over Aaron Gordon.
Yes.
For what felt like forever with this dunk-off we had. So, Penny, since your boy Derrick Jones Jr. won, do you think he deserved it?
Which I was surprised he won. At least there would have been a tie, you know, because they both deserved it. But I don't know, something iffy went on in the judges' table. D-Wade.
I have that as a note. Dwayne Scottie Wade,
Pippen.
That judging.
And somebody else, I don't remember the other judge that gave Aaron Gordon a 9.
Chadwick, I think it was. I think it was Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
I think both of them deserve to win it. I can say Airplane Mode deserved it more than Aaron Gordon and vice versa. So I'm just happy because of the results because I love my Heat, but I think they both deserved it.
Jade, do you think that Aaron Gordon got robbed?
Absolutely, he did.
Absolutely.
And I do not think they both deserved to win.
You did. What? Okay, so what? Why don't you think that?
So two things. The first thing that bothered me, and it bothered me as soon as he did it, was when they got to the dunk-off, Derrick Jones Jr. copied one of Aaron Gordon's dunks he'd already done.
Mm-hmm.
Which dunk?
I don't like that. The one where he had somebody come in and bounce it off the side of the backboard.
Oh, yep.
Like, if you made it to the dunk off, Aaron Gordon never does the same thing somebody else did. He doesn't do the same thing he did before. So I think that's one reason that Aaron Gordon deserved to win more. The other thing is, he damn near cleared Taco Fall.
I was just about
he
to
said
add.
Damn near, that which that's why D-Wade gave him a 9 because he didn't clear him.
Okay, but I don't care. Taco Fall is 7'5".
Okay, right, yeah. But that's one of the rules.
He brushed him a little bit in an unrehearsed, off the cuff dunk that he never had the chance to try before.
Right.
Let's not forget that. This was the dunk off part. He
Taco
never
Fall was not
that.
Too thrilled at first.
Yeah, but remember, there's a rule, so they're following the rule.
There are no rules.
There is a rule. There is a rule. You have to clear the player.
No.
There is. That's
so many different times then. Dunk should have counted then. You could go back to Nate Robinson clearing over Dwight Howard. Yeah,
exactly.
But it is a rule. I'm not making that up.
Well, if it's going to be a rule, it needs to be enforced all the time. And since it hasn't been, it doesn't apply as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know about that. He should have given him a 10. Definitely.
I think the two.
The other problem with it, there's a bigger problem than just the fact that Aaron Gordon didn't win the dunk contest. Mm-hmm. He's never going to do it again.
Right. Yeah, NBA screwed themselves over with that.
And they need an Aaron Gordon dunk contest. Ja Morant has already said he's never going to do it.
Oh, that sucks.
I hope Zion doesn't say that.
So it's not just a matter of Aaron Gordon got screwed over twice. It's a bigger conversation, which is why I have some ideas on how they can fix it.
Tell us, Jade.
What's your idea then?
As much as I love basketball, I also love dance competitions on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite ones is World of Dance, which is created by J-Lo.
Oh, I love that show.
Okay, so I think the scoring that they do on World of Dance can be applied to the dunk contest, where instead of judging the acts against each other, they're evaluating them individually on a few different categories.
Yes.
So for the dunk contest, I came up with 5 things.
Okay, lay them down.
Okay, so the first one is hops. How high off the ground are they getting? Is it a more impressive hops because they didn't take a running start?
Mm-hmm.
How high above the rim did they get? And in the article I wrote, I included, did they jump over an absurdly high 7'5" Senegalese player on the fly? So hops. The second one is airtime. How far away from the basket did they take off from? How long did they hang in the air? Next one's creativity. Did they copy a dunk they had already done, aka Zach LaVine in 2016?
Stop trying to ruin my rules. We're never relevant. He made us relevant for 2 seconds.
Aaron Gordon's dunks have been the most creative in dunk contest history, as far as I'm concerned. Right?
History?
The spinning mascot he did in 2016. The ones he did this year were new too. They were not things that you've seen before. So creativity should be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
The ferocity of the slam. So how much force was there when the ball went through the hoop? And lastly, success rate. How many attempts did it take them to complete the dunk? So I would score all of those things out of 10, add up the scores and average them across the judges, and that's your score. And by breaking it up like that, that should eliminate the problem of, oh, let's just give Dwight Howard a 10 on his first dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Which, speaking of Dwight Howard, I think he had one of the underrated dunks of the night, his first one, where he did a 360, but he legitimately paused in midair and smiled at the camera and held it there for half a second. And then he finished the 360. It's nothing special, but the facts were just the slight
showmanship.
Pause of like, ooh, I'm smiling, and then dunking it.
It was the showmanship.
Yes. And then
I thought Pat Connaughton had the most underrated dunk.
I was just about to mention that one too.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't see it in real time. It wasn't until they showed the replays that I was like, so oh snap. Like
the double tap.
I'm thinking about it again now and I'm like, how the heck did he do that?
And was it only a one try thing or was it two tries?
I think he got it on the first try.
Yeah, that one, I couldn't remember for sure. But that was one where I stood up and walked around for a little bit. Because I was like, wait a minute. What? That seems different.
And then the more they showed it, the more impressive it was.
Oh, yes. Well, that's also just the thing. With dunk contests for me, keep on replaying all the dunks, even the most mundane dunk. I'll be like, oh my God, I didn't see it that way.
Talking about hops, Jane, I didn't think Derrick Jones Jr. had the expectations that he had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't up there in the dunk contest for me.
I thought he was
going to go higher.
I think he's the kind of guy that thrives on the competition of the game, and that's why he gets those kinds of dunks.
Yeah, because I didn't see that in the contest.
Yeah.
You usually see them in regular games. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
I think he feeds off the energy of being in, like, the actual competition.
Yeah.
That makes sense with it. Because, yeah, he seems like, after watching this weekend, he seems more like an in-game dunker mm-hmm. than a dunk contest dunker.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we'll just slide right into the Sunday, the big game then with the All-Star game, which has all these tweaks with it, but I'm just going to get over the broad thing at first. So final score, Team LeBron, 157, Team Giannis, 155. Kawhi Leonard got MVP, 30 points, 7 rebounds. He got the first Kobe Bryant Award, which is the new MVP award for the All-Star Game. And then the new format with it. So each quarter is played separately. Granted, they all accumulatively will add up at the end, but each quarter is played separately. Whoever team wins that quarter, money goes to the specific charity, which this time around is $100,000 to local Chicago school areas for causes for that. And then the last quarter, it's first to 24, first in honor of Kobe Bryant.
No, so it's not first to 24. It's first to the highest score plus 24.
Okay, yes. Thank you for that correct with that. So changing with that, so we have that new format with it. Jade, did you like the new format?
I was very skeptical going in. But I loved it. I was on the edge of my seat at the end of the game, and I was like, this is an All-Star game. And I'm like nail-biting as if it was the Raptors coming down the last 30 seconds in a game. I think the overly wordiness of the way the NBA described it mm-hmm. in their like official releases took away in advance from the idea of, oh, yeah, this could work. But as I thought about it, leading up to it, and I simplified it in my head, I had a feeling it was going to be good.
What about you then, Penny? Did you like the change to the format, or was it a little bit too much?
No, I loved it. I loved that new format. But I was confused, like everybody else on Twitter, when they first released it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? What's going on? Because everybody was confused. But yesterday, when I was watching Shaq, D-Wade, and Candace Parker, and the host, I don't remember his name, they broke it down so easily. And I, that makes sense. And it was really fun to watch. I really loved it.
An extra competitiveness.
Yeah. They actually played defense, like somebody said on Twitter.
Like, yeah, I saw defense, like, in the first couple possessions. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, if speaking on that form of defensive mention. So just in the fourth quarter, I saw some little fun stats from it. There was 26 free throws, no transition offense. There mm-hmm. was pretty much no alley-oops.
Nope.
Listen to this one right here. 35% shooting. in an All-Star game. That poor shooting. Antetokounmpo almost followed out. There was two coach challenges. Yep. And Jade, you're going to like hearing this one.
Kyle
actually took two charges.
He actually took three, but they called two.
What?
He took three, but they called two.
Okay. And then one thing else. Lots of actual, like, legitimate call arguing. Like, them getting in the face of refs with it.
Yeah. Yep.
That was fun. They were getting mad. Actually, real mad with the calls. Yeah.
They're actually invested in a way that they haven't been in, what, 10, 15 years?
Yep. That's safe to say with that. But the way the game ended, free throws. Penny, do you like the game ending with a free throw?
I didn't mind, but I think LeBron was saying to inbound it instead of just free throws.
I think that's too.
Yeah, I think that's what he was saying. He was telling the referees, but they went with the free throws. And Davis, he missed the first free throw on purpose. That's what he said in the post-game interview.
Uh-huh, sure.
Just to challenge himself, that's what he said.
I don't buy that.
I don't either.
I don't know if it's true or not, but but that was fun that he missed the first one and then he made the second one just to, you know, finish off the game and win.
But, like, yeah, to your point, Taylor, I feel like for it to be that tense and for there not to be a clock, to have it end on free throws felt a little anticlimactic for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was, too, considering how intense and competitive that fourth was, and then to end on something like that, that's not how you want to end the All-Star weekend.
No.
Shooting free throws.
But that's probably why he missed the first one.
If he truly wanted to show competitiveness, he would have missed them both.
Yeah. Oh, no. And let it go back to a rebound. Absolutely.
Just go back to both.
But I didn't know that LeBron said that, but for next year, I would like to see that if there is a foul late, like when it could be a game winning free throws, that they inbound it instead of shooting free throws.
See, I think they should just kind of switch it, like the fourth quarter at least, switch it to schoolyard rules. If you foul, check up. Don't shoot free throws, just check the ball.
I like that. And they're all professionals too. They're not going to foul so hard that they're going to be hurting each other.
No, yeah, they know that this is still just a exhibition game for the fans. So nothing's going to get crazy.
No.
I mean, still call a foul. Foul's a foul, but...
Well, they have been, D-Wade was telling his story about Kobe, that he accidentally broke his nose. So things like that happened, but he didn't mean to broke his nose. So.
Well, yeah, hopefully not.
and being Kobe, he loved it. I'm like, I love it.
Well, I'm sure he did. Knowing him, that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Kobe, I don't know if you guys noticed, but... Team Red, Team Giannis, was 24.
Yep.
Blue, LeBron, number 2 in honor of Gigi. So I thought that was very, very heartwarming with it all.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
It was a nice one, considering how, like Jade was saying earlier, how these, and you, Penny, too, both of you guys were saying, the past few years, it's been...
Boring.
It's been very lackadaisical. It's something that I used to block out my weekend for. And now, like, for me, it's, if I'm free, I guess I can flip to it when I'm not watching Netflix.
Yeah. And, like, people I was talking to are like, oh, well, they don't want to get hurt, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. I totally get that. But there's a lot of compete levels between let's not hurt each other and playoff basketball.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a level in there that is appropriate for an exhibition game, but also gives us something to watch, because what is the point of watching the best basketball players in the world play against each other if they're not trying?
If exactly. I want to watch a team not trying, I want to watch the Harlem Globetrotters.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't want to see a Harlem Globetrotter game. I want to see the best players in the league playing
like they're the best.
Exactly.
Was there any player that was kind of a letdown for you in the game, Jade?
No, you know what? Because they were playing hard and playing as a team and playing defense, that was all my mind was just like, oh my gosh, this is a real basketball game on All-Star Weekend. Like, mm-hmm. That's as far as my brain got.
That ended with free throws.
I will say, I would like to see them shorten up the first three quarters if they're going to play the fourth without a clock.
Yeah, switch it to 10 minutes.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because what was the game? Like, ended up being like 3 hours?
It was long. And I love the not having a clock in the fourth. Like, that was, thank you, Chris Paul, for saving the All-Star game. But that is one tweak I would like to see them do for next year.
Well, speaking of tweaks then, do you have any other thing that you would like to tweak with this idea that they formed in this year?
No, I think that's really the only thing I can think of between, yeah, making sure you don't end on free throws and shortening the first three quarters would be my only things.
And Penny, do you have anything that they would that you would like to see them adjust with how they do the All-Star game for next year?
Yeah, I'll agree with Jay. Just shorten the first three quarters and don't end on a free throw like that. Because it's not going to make it, you know, it was so great to see the fourth quarter and to end with a free throw. It was kind of, you know, iffy for me.
Yeah, it was funny for me when I was watching the fourth quarter. I was loving the defense of LeBron and Giannis. Those mm-hmm. two were the ones. Yeah. They're like, we're captains. We're going to put you on our back, and we're going to put you on our back on the defensive end.
And that's the thing why the free throws doesn't work, because they were actually playing defense. The winning shot should come against a defended shot.
Yeah.
Especially when you got all those players that are talented enough to make those crazy, awesome shots.
Yeah, exactly.
But lends off on a great weekend. Some other stats from other players, since it was pretty good, well-rounded. So Kawhi with 30, LeBron had 23, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Chris Paul, who had, I don't know if you guys saw the alley-oop with mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook. He got up there. He had 23 points coming in with his 10, after his 10th All-Star selection this year.
Yeah, that was awesome to see Chris Paul actually play and play well.
I was happy at first, but yeah, I'm happy he ended up with it.
Yeah.
Another fun fact for it this year, 9 new first-time All-Stars.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's switching. It's almost like the new torch passing for the new generation of players.
I mean, of course, 2 of those spots would have belonged to Clay and Steph.
True. Yeah. True. But nonetheless, okay, so that's so 7 new players.
Still that's a lot.
Really great.
And I'm really glad Devin Booker got to play.
Yeah, as much as I don't like him, he deserved it.
Why does everybody just like Devin Booker so much? I don't understand.
Maybe he just looks like a player from 2K15.
That's not his fault.
It's a completely unjust reason for me not liking him. It's on me, but I don't.
Well, I'm okay with it if you could admit that it's completely irrational.
It is 100%. 100%.
2K15.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll admit when I'll admit that. Well. Okay.
While we have a bit of a lull before we get into our fast break questions.
Yes, go for it.
There were some breaking news from Woj that I think you guys might find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So Pau Gasol is no longer vice president of the MBPA. The new vice president is none other than Mr. Flat Earth himself.
Oh, good.
Kyrie?
No way.
Yeah.
No.
He's the new VP of the Players Association.
God.
Pau Gasol was perfect for it.
Yeah.
And Kyrie, he's got some things that he's got to sort through with his life.
Like, can you say yikes?
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, there's just some things that he's going through that he needs to sort out himself before he starts controlling what's going on in the Players Union.
But here's the thing, though. He was elected.
That's crazy. That's the craziest part right there.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, it's an election. I'm like, I saw that and I was like, huh? Like, I got the tweet just as we were starting and I was like, what's going on?
That's, so does that mean though Pau Gasol's then officially retired? Would that mean that, Jay, since he's stepping down from it?
Basketball? Well, it's a term, right? It's a 3-year term and his term is up.
Okay, yeah, okay. Now that I didn't know about that for the Players Union. I thought that was the Players Association.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
So awesome. That should be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to add a twist with things. But speaking of also other side news, it came out, I think, early yesterday. Cleveland is about to fire their head coach.
I saw that too.
Well, I mean, when you call your players thugs, I'm surprised it took them this long to be gone. I didn't say thugs. I said slugs.
What? I kind of felt like that when I first heard it, but then I looked back on the context of what he said, and it didn't actually make sense for him to say thugs. It made sense for him to say slugs, if you take the whole sentence into context.
Yeah, I mean, still, you don't want to call your players slugs.
Well, I mean, if they're playing like that, it's the coach's job to call them out.
Yeah. But when you don't have the respect of your players, it's like Chicago responding to Jim Boylan.
What respect has Cleveland's players earned?
Absolutely nothing.
Respect is earned.
What about Kevin Love?
Except Kevin Love.
Kevin Love's being a baby.
Do you blame him, though?
I don't blame him.
Is he still getting paid?
Yes.
Then yes, I blame him.
Oh, so much.
I would be mad too if I was on that team.
I mean, yeah, it's not the ideal place you want to be, but you're still making millions of dollars a year to play a game.
A game that you love and have fun with it.
Exactly.
And have fun with it. He's not having fun.
Like, the attitude is a choice, as far as I'm concerned. You can be angry. You can be angry about a situation and still have a good attitude.
Yeah. But he's been there long enough that...
I just think also just the way the franchise is ran. I just don't think it's a good franchise. And this is coming from someone that knows about poor running franchises.
Right, but he's been there for how long? Why did he sign another extension there if the franchise was so terrible? The answer is because no one else was going to pay him that.
Sign him, yeah.
True.
That's the answer.
If we can get rid of Wiggins' max contract, they can get rid of Love's max.
He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted the money, so he stayed in a terrible franchise. Now you made your bed, sleep in it.
Wow. Real you tell him. I think I just felt a burn. Gotta get some aloe vera for that burn. Getting in real hot with that one. So I think it's funny that they also, coach hears the news right over All-Star Weekend when he's on his break. Just, oh yeah, by the way, don't really expect to be here long. Clean out your stuff after about the first week you're back.
See, the way that I saw it characterized by Woj was that he was thinking about stepping down and he was considering it over the break.
Oh, okay, so...
I must have misread it on Bleacher Report because it was saying how Cleveland, like the Cavs, were thinking about getting rid of him over the break.
I'm pulling up Woj's tweets right now.
Okay, yeah, pull up Woj because I'm not a reliable source. I'm going to be honest with that one.
So this is 16 hours ago. Saying the coach left for the All-Star break weighing his future as a coach, including the possibility that he's coached his final game, league sources tell ESPN. He has yet to make and convey a decision. but there's been conversation with management about the option of a prompt exit. So that makes it sound like he was deciding, not that the organization had decided.
Oh. I don't
believe they have discussed it, like, as the Cavaliers and Violin have discussed it, but there was no decision.
I would step down too if I was him. I'd rather step down than get fired.
That is a true thing. That is a
He's never going to get another NBA coaching job.
Though. No, he's not.
Well, true. I mean, well, what if it's an assistant coach?
Maybe.
That could work. Like, not everybody is head coach material, right?
Right.
I wouldn't, you know, he's not head coach material.
But I mean, who, like, Cleveland is the kind of organization that they're going to have to try out some frogs to get someone to fit.
Yes, they will.
And it hasn't worked yet.
Right.
Well, when your one coach, LeBron James, up and leaves for L.A., yeah, you got to find a new coach. Ty Lue was not a coach.
They no, really Ty Lue was never a coach.
Made it official that he was a player coach. Like
everyone knew. Guy's a GM, too.
Yeah, GM, true. Coach, player. What else? President. Oh.
King.
King. Yeah, that is true. King. There is a reason for that name. Well, we'll hit up the fast break questions that we're ending off for All-Star Weekend. So, first question I thought of. The schoolyard picks, how LeBron James and Antetokounmpo decide the teams, how they want it. They pick the players. Penny, do you like that schoolyard pick'em rule?
Yes, I do. It's something different. It's fun.
You like that format still?
Yeah, you get to pick whoever you want. And LeBron picked a very good team. They had a lot of closers in his team.
And Penny, or not Penny, Jade, do you still like the schoolyard pick style?
I love the style. They should never change it. And also now that the game is going to like pick up rules a bit, it fits like together that. Even better. And I think it would be fun if they, between quarters, if they're going to continue to play each quarter individually, if they could do trades mid-game.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ooh, that's a little plot twist I like. Didn't they do that with on the Celebrity All-Star Game a couple years ago?
I think they did.
I feel like they did.
Yeah,
I feel like they did, which I really liked that.
Yeah.
That's a gimmick I'm all for. That one I like. Okay, well, speaking of gimmicks, we'll go to the Celebrity Game. So pretty much they were, I don't know if you guys are checking out completely, but for each quarter, just to see who got possession of the ball, they did a little side game with the players on the team. Necessary, Penny?
I didn't watch it, so.
You didn't watch it? Well, you're not missing.
No, I didn't. Did I miss something good or no?
No, you missed totally cringy, useless crap.
Good thing I didn't watch it.
I was just about to say with Jade, your take with it, but you already flew in with that one.
Like, I don't know. Like, I get that they were trying. I think the Celebrity Game has the same problem the game had in that it's not competitive. Give me more players that know how to ball.
I think it's my favorite that player that's in the Celebrity Game, and he's been there for about the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. You only remember his name is Duncan something, and he was Obama's Secretary of Education. But he played basketball.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. What? I remember that.
Yeah,
remember.
He actually won all the MVP a couple of years back.
Yeah.
He's like the only one, when I watched out there, I'm like, oh, wait, no, you have an idea on what you're doing.
I like when Kevin Hart did it for a couple of years. He made it fun.
Yeah, he's retired now.
Yeah,
he's a gimmick all of his own.
But he was fun to watch because he's very competitive.
It was Speaking I think it's funny watching some of the rappers go in there try to act like they're all good. Like I was watching Quavo, and I was
Quavo
like,
"Quavo is actually Lord. Good.
He's good though. Quavo's good. He had a garbage game this year, but he can play."
I was gonna say he did not impress me.
He did not. He had an uncharacteristically bad game this year.
Yeah.
Because I saw him airball a floater, and I was like,
"Chris Brown is really good at basketball too."
Yeah, I don't want to see Chris Brown anywhere though.
No. Yeah, he's.
Well, he's a good basketball player.
I want to see 2 Chainz because he actually played college basketball.
Yeah, he did too, yeah.
At NC State, I think it was.
Or maybe the celebrity game needs to be retired.
No.
That's fair.
There's no real celebrities barely even in it anymore.
Because there's...
I knew about a third of them.
That's because they're all Instagram celebrities now, so...
TikTok like, too, and I have no idea really what TikTok is besides it's like the new Vine.
That's all it is.
That's it. It's just dancing videos.
That annoyed that whole thing, and I'm like, what are these? I won't use the word I actually were used, but what are they doing at the All-Star game? Like nobody cares about you. You don't play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you have no interest with basketball.
No.
You're there because it's like Coachella.
No, exactly.
All the big names are there.
It's a popular dance challenge, Renegade Challenge.
Huh.
But the one who originally created that dance was an African-American girl.
Oh.
And that was the debate that going on. I think it was 2 white girls dancing.
3 that at the game?
3 girls. 3
Oh, yeah, girls. I saw that. That was painful.
And the original creator, it's an African-American girl. And some people are really mad about that.
Well, why not get the original creator for it?
Because she didn't get the credit.
She's not white?
She's not white. Yeah.
God.
Like, are we looking for a more complicated answer than that?
Very true. That there isn't. There isn't.
But the power of the internet, they got her. I think it was yesterday at the All-Star game. They got her dancing.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
at least they got her dancing with it. But when I was seeing all the TikTok stuff, I was like, man, TikTok has taken over the NBA.
But you know what that means, right? It just means we're all old. Because they're trying to cater to people 10 years younger than us.
It's not like a couple old people. Back in my day, they didn't have that TikTok.
You know what I realized recently? That this must be the time period in life when my parents started to feel old. Like, I turned 35 today.
Oh,
and I'm
birthday.
Like,
today?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. But yeah, I look at the NBA and I go, there's like 8 guys my age or older in the entire NBA now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 8.
I look at Anthony Davis and we're the same age. And I'm like, wow.
How old is Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis is going to be 27 in March.
27?
So I'm just thinking, wow, where did our paths change in life? What happened to him that didn't happen with me? Did I need to have a rougher childhood? Did I need to live in Chicago?
Probably it's some African-American genes and some height there, Taylor.
Height, yep.
Yeah, I started growing when I was 14. I was 6'2 at 14, and then I was like, oh, you're done.
6'2 solid still. You're taller than Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, but that means jack squat.
That's where those African-American genes come into play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's... My fiance, she still says, well, you can still try out and go for the G League. And I was like, no, I can't.
You could pay. You could pay your membership at the YMCA.
That's adorable.
She's like, you can do it and everything, and I'm like, I don't. I love the confidence and love you have for me, but no, that ship has sailed.
That at least is less embarrassing than my ex, who to this day is still like, I'm gonna dunk. He's 38 years old. The last time he tried to play basketball, he was sore for a week. But he's like, I'm going to dunk.
I already have dunking on that my bucket list crossed off. I have that at least. 16 to 18-year-old Taylor, he was in his prime. I was the one white kid at the YMCA, and I was one of three guys that could dunk. And nice. Then college came, and Taylor got fat.
And you can still play at the Y. You just got to pay.
Oh, I'm like the old guy at the Y then. I'm the guy that doesn't get that high. I'm like the one trying to do like the... I'm like Jokic, except not talented. I'll try to do like a cool pass and it flies out and hits the wall. What are you doing? I don't know. Trying. A man trying his best.
Okay. Hey, there's something to be said for knowing where your levels are.
Oh, I know my limitations. They've been dropped on me at a very early age.
Oh my God. And we lost track. Oh my goodness. That's too funny.
Well, this has been a great chat today, guys, catching up on this All-Star weekend. It's always fun to see some extra fun stuff that comes with the weekend, the dunks, the 3 points, the fun games that finally changed up. I think it was when it comes to the All-Star weekend, I give it 9 out of 10. Penny, what do you give it on a scale of 10, this All-Star weekend, what you're able to watch?
It was actually good. I'm with you. I'll give it 9 out of 10.
Okay, got 2 9s. Jade, are you going to be Dwayne Wade, or are you going to actually do it smart?
I hate the comparison to Dwayne Wade because he screwed everything up, but...
Not everything.
Between the celebrity game and the dunk contest, I can't go as high as a 9 for the whole weekend. I'll give it a 7.
Wow. You're
weak. Weak!
Hey, Scottie Pippen gave a 9 too, so you can only blame D Wade.
Yeah, D Wade is the one with allegiances to the person who won. That's never going away.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory that can be brought up this off season with everything else. Okay, well, as this weekend has wrapped up for the NBA, I think we'll do a sign off too with it. We'll get the next episode going right when we start off for part two of the rest of the season, playoff pushes, any other thing interesting with the last second signings people are doing in free agency. So we'll hit up all that with these next few episodes. But had some fun, had some laughs, had to listen to Jade get real mad at me, but that's all fun and games. Okay, well, this is a sign off for Hardcourt Honeys. We got Jade, Penny, and me, your moderator, TJ. Tried to keep them in control today. I don't know if I did my job that well, but...
I don't think so.
Tried.
See, right there. Right as we're about to wrap up, there's Penny with just doing the shots fire. She had it last week, and now she's wrapping it up again like that. I see how it is. Yeah, this is going to be like... Okay, well, say it. Goodbye to all our subscribers. Just make sure you follow us up on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you also follow up Belly Up because they got some other great podcasts there. They got great writers there. So make sure you subscribe to all of them on your favorite social media sources. So with all of that being done, I think we'll do a sign off and see you guys for the second half of the season.
Bye.
Bye.